of Nensu. Now, if the Shaima would have really said Nensu, we would believe him, even though Reuven has a shtar. So in other words, the fact Reuven is holding on to the shtar cannot stop his migul. You can't say that. But still, Rav Amram said back to Rav Chisda, but safe anyway. Even if the Shema would say Nensu, like your whole reason why you believe the Shema, why you believe Shimon, is because he has a migu. He could have said Nensu, a noinus happened to him that he lost it, and he was being potter, but no. Doesn't he have to have a shua? And that's the law. All the shemim, we believe them with a shvua. And the pasuk says, shvua Hashem tia ben shneim. So the shemim has to swear. So how could you believe him now when he says Achzartiv, I returned it? Because the migul could have said Nensu. Maybe he's lying. And the reason why he doesn't want to say Nensu, because he knows then he'll have to swear. But now when he says Achzartiv, he doesn't have to swear. Simar says, Rav Chisda says back, no. Hochinami here also. My Neman, what do I mean to say that we believe Shimon when he says he returned it? Neman b'shvua. Of course, he's only Neman if he swears. Of course, Shimon has to swear to say that he returned it. So then Shimon has a good migu. Believe Shimon that he says Echzartiv, with the migu he could have said he was Nensu. And since he's swearing now, he has a good migu. So the Morris says, Leima, let's say, let's say the Svar of Rav Chisda, if we believe the Shema or not, the Mokim, the Mafkir, has a shtar, maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this. Shtar kis hayoytze al hayisaymin. If Reuven has a shtar kis, that he wants to collect the money from Yisaymin. Now, a shtar kis, Rashbam explains, that's like an iska. In other words, let's say Reuven gave $100 to Shimon. And he gave it to him that Shimon should do business with the money. And the profit they share, 50% goes to Reuven, 50% goes to Shimon. According to the way the Gemara comes out on Bava Metzia, that it shouldn't be a shaila of ribis. But this halach of Isko, the Gemara comes on later, we hold that palga pikodin and palga milva. In other words, when Reuven gives the $100 to Shimon, it's like $50 is a loan. That's like Shimon's money now. He loans it, it's his money. Therefore, 50% of the profit he keeps. But the other 50% is like a pikodin. It's like Shimon is giving Reuven is giving his money that Shimon should hold on to it, and Shimon does business with it, and therefore the profit of that money goes back to Reuven. So the kids say Reuven gave these $100 to Shimon, and then Shimon died, and now Reuven wants to collect the money from his Yisaimim. So Reuven has a shtar that he gave $100, $50 of Teras Bikodin, $50 of Teras alone, he gave it to their father, and he wants to get it back now from the Yisaimim. So what's the halacha? Zumar says that Adaini Goylom, the Dayanim in Goyla, that's Shmuel and Karnom, they say Amri Nishpa the Goyva Kuloi. Yes, Reuven has the right to swear, and he'll collect the whole thing, he'll collect the complete $100, the $50 of the Milva, and also the $50 of the Pikodin, he has the right to collect. Since Reuven has a shtar, he's like a locha, Nishpa the Goyva. By the same, we have to swear first, and then he'll collect it. However, the Daini Eretz Yisrael Amri, but the Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael, which is Rav Ami, and Rav Asi, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, they say Amri, Nishpa v'goyve machtza. No, Reuven true has to swear, but he can only collect 50% of the milva. But the other 50% of the pikodin, that Reuven cannot collect from the Yisraelim. Why not? So Gemara thought to say like this, Udukula Yalma, both of these Dayanim hold, Islu de Nahadoi, they both hold from the Nahadoi, like it says in Bava Metzia. The Amri Nahadoi says, Hi Isko, if somebody gives money, if Reuven gives money to Shimon, to do business for him with the money, that's called an Isko, a business deal. So the locker of this money is, Palga Milve o Palga Pikodon. If Reuven gave $100, so $50 is a Milva. It's like Shimon is taking a loan of $50. And it's like Shimon's money. That's money, it's his money. But a palga pikodin, the other $50 is like Shimon is just holding on to it for Reuven, but really it's called Reuven's money. It's like a pikodin. So now the shayla is, would, let's say Shimon be neman to say that he returned the pikodin, even though Reuven has a shtar. But the question is, if the father Shimon would have been alive, would Shimon be neman to say he returned it? So, my love isn't it, the whole kemitzlagi, it is the machlokes. The mass of a motzi yomalei shtarcha v'yodi maboi. has dina goyla that says Reuben has a right to collect 100%, $100 from the Yisraimim, is the pshat, even if the father Shimon would be alive, Shimon would not be nemo to say he gave back the pikadin. Because since Reuben has a shtar, we'll say like Rav Amram saw before, a shtar chaviyadi maboi. Well, Ma'as sova, but the dine Eretz Yisrael hold no, that lo yam rinon, we do not say that svara of shtar chaviyadi maboi. But rather, we say like Rav Chizda said, that if Shimon, if the father would have been alive, and if he would have said herzarti, he returned the pikadin, he would be believed. Since so, now that the father died and the Yisraimim are here, we say like Tanin and Yisraimim. So Bezdin would tain and would talk up for the Yisraimim to say, listen, maybe the father returned the pikadin. Therefore, now, even though Reuben has a shtar, Reuben only has a right to collect the milva, but not the half of the pikadin. So churetz machlokes tanoim, if we hope for Rav Chizda or not. Tomorrow says, loy, I'll tell you not like that. The kulu yal meis lehudu Rav Chizda. Could be both of them, both dayonim, hold like Rav Chizda svarom, that avada the shayna pikodon is nemon to say herzartif. If so, how come Dina Goyle says that Reuben has a right to collect $100 here, lechura, 50% of the pikodon, we should be afraid, maybe the father paid back. Tomorrow says like this, v'hocha boke niflagi. To Ma'as Sava, one holds here, it's different. By Yisraimim, by the father, it's different. Because in Esau de Porah, if it was really true that the father Shimon really paid up the $50 of the pikadon, then Yishino Meimer Hevi Yomar, he would have told it over to his sons before he died. At this, the father tells over, gave it support to the sons what to do. So he told them other things. How come the father did not mention that he paid back the 50% of the pikadon? So since he did not mention it, that's why here Dina Gol holds that Reuben with the shtar has the right to collect $100. Umasovar, the Dina Eretz Yisrael hold. Eimar, let's say, Malachamava Sudiyanse. In other words, really the father was about to tell the children that he paid back the pikadin. The reason why he didn't get around to tell them is because the Malachamava came too fast. And Malachamava Sudiyanse means he just didn't finish telling them everything. So therefore, we hold from Rav Chizda Svara, that Avada, the Shema Pikodin, is Nemo to say he paid back the Pikodin. So that's what Dina Golo, that's why the Dina Eretz Yisrael says that when Reuben comes with the Shtar, he can only collect 50%, only the Milva, not the Pikodin. Because by the Milva, that's for sure, you're not Nemo to say he paid back with the Milva. Because you don't have any Migo to say on Nensu. By a Milva, you chayib even on Nensu also. So if by the milva, the money, the milva, there you have no migu. There we don't believe you. Only as a pikodin, then you have a migu to say, nensu. Sholach Rav Huna Baravin, Rav Huna Baravin said a lot like this, that Hamaf Kirei Tzachvera Bishtar, if Reuven gives Shimon a pikodin, something for him to watch, and he gives it over with him, he has a shtar, Reuven has a shtar, V'yom Aloin, then later when Reuven comes to Shimon, Shimon says, Echzartav L'cho, I returned it to you already, Ne'emon. V'taka, believe him. We believe the Shema, like the Chizda Svara, we believe him with Amigo, we could have said Nensum. But the shtar, Kif, Hayotzeh Al HaYisayimim, from the case where Reuven wants to collect the money from the Yisraimim, a shtar kis, we lent the money to the father Shimon, $50, $100, $50 pikadin, $50 milva, and now Reuven goes to collect the money. So locher is nishpa v'goyva kula. He has the right to swear Reuven and collect $100, collect everything. But the martat the chutz astira. If you tell me, hold like Rav Chizda, that the Shema would be nemo to say he paid back, here, how can you collect from the Yisraimim $100? Let's be afraid maybe the father paid back $50. And if the father would have said he paid back the pikadon, he would be believed according to Rav Chizda, even though Reuven has a shtar. So how can you tell me that the Reuven has a right to collect $100? And the Gemara, like we said before, Shani Yosem here,